Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Joining us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, a guy who a lot of folks think should be driving a cab instead of writing about the NBA.
He's the original Taxi Squad, isn't he?
I can say that. Yeah, I can say that because I've given him way too many rides during his life. He's Sam Amico. Hello, Sam.
He also has bought me a lot of wings for just me hanging out with him.
Yeah, well, I've got to pay people to hang. So, you know, you were right there at the top of the line.
Yeah, I was the one who wouldn't go away.
First of all, I'm sitting here with this dilemma about the Cavs. I see them the other night against San Antonio. The backcourt combines for 59 points. They look terrific. Sexton, Garland. You have Hartenstein, who comes up with a double-double. Kevin Love's back. Makes the Cavs look a little different. They do all this without Jared Allen and without Larry Nance, and I keep thinking, you know, if they get healthy, they could make a little run here and maybe get into a playoff spot because they're not too far out of the play-in tournament anyway. And then on the other hand, I think, boy, is this draft full of great wing guys, and I sure would love to have one of those. What's a Cavs fan to think right now?
I think that you always root for the team to win. You know, and again, looking at this draft, I just put together a mock draft yesterday for the website, and it, quite honestly, after the top four, maybe five guys, this year's draft is deeper because you have like five guys who are like, boy, we'd really like to have them. And after that, it's kind of a crapshoot of good wing players, but you know, they all seem to be kind of the same. So my point is that if you land with the sixth pick, which the Cavs are kind of in that range right now, you know, based on the lottery odds and everything, you're going to be playing a guessing game anyway. So unless they go in all-out tank mode, which by all accounts the Cavs have no intention of doing, I think that the better option is to try to win some games, get these young players that they have now. I mean, they have a nice young core now, and try to get them into the play-in game and then make the most of your draft pick when you have it. Because, you know, there's nothing that it breeds success like winning. And unless you're going to get a Cade Cunningham at the top of the draft or a Jalen Suggs, and I don't even know, you know, do you want to draft another guard, you know, in Jalen Suggs or one of the guys from the league, your hope can come in and help and make an impact. So it's almost really where the Cavs are right now. It'd probably be best not to think, you know what, they need to keep losing and get a top four or five pick, because I just think the winning will benefit these young guys more, and they have it. I mean, let's face it, they show signs they have a nice young core to move forward with as it is.
Sam, it was, you know, before you said the last line, my question was going to be, if you could describe the Cavaliers' future going into next season, because this season's kind of taking its toll. I don't know what to expect, and I'm not, you know, you don't expect a long season if they should make it into the 9 or 10 seed and be able to play in the thing. But if you could kind of summarize where you think the future, like right now the Cavs' future is, and I wrote down some words like bright or it's hazy or it's bleak. What do you think the Cavs' future is? And you know, just trying to get fans to buy back into the product.
Yeah, well, it's certainly not bleak. I will say,
right,
you know, they could, they don't have, in my estimation, although Darius Garland changed my mind a little bit the other night, they don't really have that kind of elite. At least you don't project any of these guys to be that elite super duper star that you need. Now, I will say what we saw the other night in San Antonio was the ball primarily, you know, Darius Garland able to run the point kind of as he saw fit, as the team has been pushing him to do more confidently. And he really, really looked like the kind of guy that in that one game, now don't get me wrong, I'm not blowing out promotion, but in that one game, he looked like a guy, hey, you know what, he could maybe be that type of elite point guard. And you get one of those, you're in pretty good shape. You know, then you fill in around him. Now, would he be better with a traditional starting shooting guard there? You know, that opinion kind of varies. Maybe he would, and there's certainly nothing wrong with Colin Sexton. He's fantastic. But, you know, those are things that they have to figure out. There are no answers for that right now. But this rest of the season is going to tell us that, you know, parts of next season are going to tell us that. What is the future of the Garland-Sexton pairing? Because it looks like they'll be better off, just in this last game, they might be better off with Darius Garland as the main guy, the number one option. You know, the guy who is controlling everything. That doesn't mean he needs to lead the team in scoring every day or every game. Sexton can do it. You know, I'm not suggesting that. But what we saw in that game the other night was a guy who looks like he was born to be a point guard, and good things can happen when he is in complete control of the offense. Now, you know, the game before that and weeks leading up to that, he was ejected the game before that. Weeks leading up to that, Garland seemed frustrated. He seemed almost like, you know, there's talk that maybe he doesn't like it here because the way things are playing out, the way things are taking shape. But, Andy, I think to answer your question, I would love to see, and I think the Cavs would love to see more of Darius Garland doing what he did against the Spurs, and that's just running the team with confidence and taking over games and not worrying about who's, you know, being the leading scorer and all that, but just running the team with confidence as he sees fit. He looked like a seasoned veteran the other night, and I think they can really go places with him running the show that way.
Sam Amico joining us, 48minutes.com, spelled out 48minutes.com. When I look at the young group that the Cavs are putting together, Sam, and my overriding thought, and I've mentioned it on the show, is I want to see this all together for a little bit. You know, Kevin Love's back now. He's not playing a ton of minutes, but his minutes have increased by three in the three games he's been back. And he's clearly, when he's on the floor, he's a difference maker. And then now you have Jared Allen out. You have Larry Nance out. Hartenstein has come in and played very well, you know, in a backup role. And you could see him along with Jared Allen together for a long time, maybe. It's interesting. I just hope they get a chance to see this by the end of the year, mainly for evaluation purposes, you know, to see what they might think moving into the offseason.
The Cavs are right there with you. Wouldn't it be nice to see all these guys healthy at the same time and able to play together for a long stretch, which they really haven't had a whole lot of this year, you know, everybody being healthy, everybody on the roster being able to play at the same time. I'm sure that the Cavs are hoping for that they can close out the season that way. Certainly the players are, and I'm guessing the front office is as well, because just for the reason you said, you want to be able to evaluate, see what pieces work well together. You know, again, they're playing pretty well overall. I know they had the losing streak, but they're playing, all things considered, they're making some progress. It's slower than fans want. There are little drawbacks here and there, but they're progressing in terms of, you know, these guys could be getting blown out of the gym a lot because they're young, and there's been so many injuries to key players, and they're not doing that. So I think in that sense, they are progressing. Defensively, the backcourt has a long way to go. But the nice thing is when Allen and Nance are healthy, you have those big guys back there to protect the basket. So I think that at some point, you know, you're going to get lucky and you're going to have everybody in there, or at least the majority of your key players. And they have not been blessed with that type of good fortune this year, but they're going to need it to, as you just said, to make further evaluations on how to approach the offseason and what you're looking for in the draft. And, you know, look, you can always make this to that playoff game. That's not to say you're not going to get a top five pick, because you always have trade options and all of those things too. So, you know, you don't have to say we have to tank to get a top five pick, because you can trade for one. You can, you know, there are other ways to get a guy that you think is going to be kind of an elite talent to help you out moving forward.
You know, you were talking about your mock draft, which you can see at 48minutes.com. How many guys do you think in this draft are impact players that can change a franchise? Do we have those players in this draft? How deep is this draft?
I'm sure there are those kind of guys in every draft. You just sometimes you get luckier than others, where, you know, you draft a Giannis Antetokounmpo at 15, you draft a Kawhi Leonard at 15, you know, so those type of guys exist in every draft. It's just you need a skilled eye and you need a little bit of luck to find them. You know, it doesn't always mean having the number one pick. More often than not, that increases your odds. But to me, and to some of the scouts I've talked to, have cited Cunningham, Suggs from Gonzaga that we've seen a lot of recently. Mm-hmm. The two guys from the G League, Jalen Green, Jonathan Kumunga, and there's a fifth guy in there. Mobley from USC, the big guy from USC. Those five guys are kind of the guys that everybody says in this draft they'll come in, make an immediate impact. Other players you're kind of waiting around on. Keon Johnson, who just declared from Tennessee today, was a freshman. I've heard people compare him to Vince Carter. Now, I don't think he's quite at that level, but he does have a huge upside. He will probably be going, you know, 6 or 7. So there are certainly a lot of hope with this current class. It's a class that's supposed to come in and provide a lot of hope. Now, you know, last year was not supposed to be much, but you have some guys who are obviously making an impact. LaMelo Ball, when he's healthy. Anthony Edwards, the number one pick, is having a great individual season with the Timberwolves. Wiseman has looked good when he's healthy, and nobody really expected much out of that draft. So, you know, Chris Grant, the Cavs' former GM, told me a long time ago, drafts are such a hard thing to project because there are so many factors when guys come into the league. But obviously, and that's the guy who drafted Anthony Bennett. So, but anyway, obviously, you know, you hope that if you're higher, if you have a higher pick, then you got a better chance of hitting on a star.
Sam Amico joining us, 48minutes.com. You know, you mentioned something about, you know, maybe down the road you bring in somebody a couple of statements ago, and you made me think of the Phoenix Suns. And think about, and former Cav James Jones, you know, champ, is out there as the general manager who's done a terrific job. But this was a Suns team that had 6 straight losing seasons. And last year they went to the bubble and cleaned up and still ended up with an under 500 record. But in the offseason, they traded their second leading scorer, Kelly Oubre, Ricky Rubio, good young player who, you know, has been interesting, and 2 other guys, and a first-round draft pick, and brought in a 35-year-old point guard who is clearly, you know, his best days are behind him, in Chris Paul. And look what Chris Paul has done with a really talented young team with a lot of young pieces out there. You know, Devin Booker, DeAndre Ayton, Cam Johnson, Bridges is out there. The Cavs are putting a lot of young pieces on this team. You know, you have Sexton, Garland, Allen, Hartenstein, Nance, a lot of young guys, Okoro.
Yeah.
And I wonder, if you keep accumulating those assets, at one point, do you set yourself up to make that kind of a deal, Sam?
Yeah, that's something that I think that they will consider as soon as next season is, you know, at some point you hope to you kind of hope that guy will be Kevin Love if he can stay healthy. Larry Nance Jr., while a younger player still, or a player, you know, in his getting to be in his late 20s, still a young guy, still has a lot of good years ahead of him, is kind of being looked at, too, as that veteran role. But, yeah, you know, I mean, you kind of look at the current situation and you say, at what point do you become the Phoenix Suns and say, okay, we're ready to take the next step. And you look at the Suns right now, what, they have the second-best record in the West?
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a wonderful, exciting season for them. They're probably not ready to win a championship, but they are getting their young guys ready to get into that kind of winning mindset. And I suspect that the Cavs at some point will be there. Hey, it doesn't even have to be the Phoenix Suns. Look at the Atlanta Hawks and look at all the veterans that they brought in with Gallinari and Bogdanovich, you know, and they brought in Rondo for a little bit. Now they have Lou Williams. That team is still a very young team.
Yeah,
but
a lot of talent.
But they're starting to win games, you know, heading to the playoffs. And I think, what, they're in the fourth or fifth seed in the East right now? So at some point, I suspect, yeah, the Cavs want to get there. They want to get their young guys there. They're not going to do it right now at the expense of trading, you know, their core four pieces or even five with Larry Nance Jr., those young players. But at some point, and this offseason may be it, where they say, you know what, let's take the next step beyond just getting another really nice draft pick. Let's also find a way to get one of those veterans who's been there before, who's won before, who may be past his prime but can come in and help us get to the next level. Because you don't want to fall too far behind teams like the Hawks and some of these other young teams that are making strides, the Charlotte Hornets, that are making strides. You don't want to get too far back of them or you're going to be behind them forever.
Sam Amico, 48minutes.com. Thank you, sir. Appreciate your time.
Thank you both, and I hope that you come up with somebody better the next time.
Yeah, well, we'll strive for that. If not, make sure you answer your phone when we text.
I'm always around.
See you, buddy. Sam Amico joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.